This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Lindsey Vonn crashed during the women's downhill at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics this morning, ending her run in the event. The 41-year-old ski racer from Colorado lost control on the opening traverse after cutting the line too tight and was spun in the air before crashing. Vonn had torn the ACL in her left knee just 9 days earlier. She was attended by medical staff at the scene, placed on a gurney, and flown away by helicopter. Have you ever been driving across grasslands and seen strips cleared of brush parallel to the road? That may have been what is called a linear fuel break. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more on these wildfire control tools.
The idea of a linear fuel break, or LFB, is pretty straightforward. By clearing grass or other fuel along fire-prone roads or planting fire-resistant species, you can slow the spread of wildfire. To assess potential cost savings achieved by LFBs, a team of researchers looked at the 2019 pothole fire in south-central Idaho, which burned into a large system of fuel breaks.
And we found that, properly maintained, these treatments could reduce burned acreage by as much as 66%.
That's lead author Aaron Johnston. The fuel break system in question cost a little over $4 million to put in place and maintain. LFBs can remain in place for years, meaning that accumulated savings could be substantially higher over their useful life. Johnston says they can also significantly reduce the risks to homes near grass fires.
That was Murphy Woodhouse for the Mountain West News Bureau. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.